Greetings in Jesus' name, my friends. We've been going through 1 Kings chapter 18 this week and looking at the great illustration and powerful example there of a man of God that truly sought after God's glory and hated idol worship, and the showdown on Mount Carmel between God and the false god Baal. So we left off yesterday morning in verse 21. I'm going to read from 22 down to 32. All right, let's read. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first. For ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us! But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them, and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And they cried aloud, and cut themselves after their manner, with knives and lances, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar, and as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. Okay, we'll stop there. Here they were. Israel had greatly turned to Baal worship, and they attributed to Baal the rain. They considered him to be the god that giveth rain, the god gives the seasons, the god that controls the weather, and the god of fertility. And they believed that whenever there was a drought, that just meant that Baal had gone on a journey. He was off doing something else. He was busy. And it would rain when he'd get back. Whenever the rain would pick up again and the storms would pick up, Baal was back at his post and he was giving rain again. So they really needed the lesson. They needed a hard lesson here for them to be convinced that Baal was not the one giving the rain. Elijah told them to call on the name of their gods, and I will call in the name of the Lord. It's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Whenever you see that, all capitals in the Old Testament, it is translated from Jehovah. And the name of Jehovah, meaning the eternal, self-existent one. God gave his name as Jehovah, and earlier he had given his name as I Am, which basically has the same meaning. God is so great, so all-encompassing, so omnipotent, everywhere, possible of doing everything, almighty, that there's really not a description that fits. Any description that we try to have of God is far short of how glorious he really is. So Elijah was going to call on the name of the Lord. That worthy, that wonderful name We're in his power. We're in his life. And he said, you call on your God, I call on mine, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people were happy with that. So Elijah had the Baal worshippers go first. They had their altar, and they called on Baal, and they called, and they leaped on the altar, and they cut themselves, and the blood gushed out. What a picture of idol worship. What a bondage. What a wickedness. How greatly they misunderstood the true God and traded him for a false god that they thought they could convince by cutting themselves up and acting in barbarous manners. And Elijah mocked them. He said to call louder. Maybe he's talking, or maybe he's pursuing or hunting. Maybe he's on a journey. Maybe he's sleeping and must be waked. And it seems like they believe that maybe that's right. They need to call out, or they tried it. Finally, evening came, and it just wasn't working. It was not working. They just were not getting any answer. Do you know why? They were calling on a false god. If we call on our own made-up god, we won't get any answers either. We need to call on the Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God whose name is Jehovah, the God that has revealed himself in the Bible. Our religion must be true. Our thoughts of God, our faith, our belief, it must be based on what God has revealed of himself. So then Elijah told all the people to come near. Come near and watch me build the altar. The altar of the Lord was broken down. He took 12 stones according to the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. Israel, meaning God prevails. So they were going to find out. They were going to see if God prevails today. Elijah really was a man of faith, just like we also can be and should be. He asked the people to come close, probably just to make sure that everybody was convinced that he had not put any fire under it. And then they got 4 barrels of water. They soaked this thing that was supposed to burn. They soaked it with water. And once wasn't enough. He said, do it the second time. Do it the third time. And it did. And remember, it hadn't rained for 3 years or more. And water must have been very difficult to come by and very precious. But they did it anyways. And they poured that on the altar. What was the purpose of the water? It was also just to convince the people that there was no fire coming from the inside. And I find this inspiring, the idea of the water drenching the sacrifice. What about you and I and other believers? There's things that happen in our life, too, that are difficult, that are like the water that drench us, that make it clear to the world around us, to the people looking on, that this faith that we have, this life that is within, this fire that we have within us, it's not of our own self. There's a God that's working in our life. There's a God that is empowering and strengthening us. Hardships in our life make it clear that the grace and power in our life isn't from within. We should look at difficult things that way, things that seem to make that it would be impossible to still have fire within us, still have life, still believe in God as being good and righteous and holy. Not that we enjoy suffering, not that we enjoy difficult things, but when they come our way, we should see them as tools to reveal to the world how good God is and how all-sufficient His grace is. Tomorrow, we want to keep reading there, in the same chapter. We're going to read about how it all continued to go and how God did answer Elijah, what all happened there. And in the meantime, look to God, glorify His name, live for Him, my friend. Have a good day.